HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It is Friday and it's keg hunting day. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and off we go on an absolutely great Friday morning. It is
perfect.
Perfect for hunting. Little silver buckets, and that's what we got you doing this morning, little silver bucket hunting.
I can't help, right. John. I can't help.
I know we can't help yet. We don't have our list yet. We only have what is ready, huh?
It's being pressed right now.
Look at him. He's tapping away. Well, it's mainly because salespeople did everything kind of late, so all the kegs info have not been disseminated properly. So the kegs are out there. They are out there, and the hunting has begun already. Did this say kegs 5 and 6 or
five or six?
5 to 6 kegs have been found. Brady, congratulations. Yours were the first ones found last night about 11 o'clock.
Darn it.
Good strategy.
The note I have. Brady's was first called in at before midnight. What time did you hide these kegs?
At 11.
God damn it,
what
Brady.
What are you doing,
Brady?
Stop
doing
that's when I started.
No. You start at like 2 in the morning.
And then I did the last one at 3:30.
Thursday Eve. You did the last one. Driving around.
Yeah, I spaced them out.
You go home, take 10 minutes, a couple breathers.
Lay down for a little bit.
Wreck a lamb, get out, do another
one. Got up.
You did not do 11 and 3:30.
Yeah, why didn't you just do them all at 3:30?
Yeah, why? Why not all, in the middle of the night?
I need a little more time.
I don't understand you. You're making something up. Who did it at 3:30?
Me.
Really?
I did. Yeah.
And who did it at 11? Huh?
It was just one.
You just decided,
3:30.
This is too much. I gotta head home, get a couple naps.
Yeah, I did 3.
And then went home.
Yep. Then did the last one on my way in.
You come in here at 3:30?
No, I got up at 3:30. Got up a little earlier.
Wandered around.
I get up at 4, okay. Usually.
All right. That's a weird methodology, but I'll give it to you.
I tried it this year. I changed it up every year.
You should probably just do it all in the middle of the goddamn night. But 11 o'clock, some guy's like, what the hell? It's like terrorists have left a bomb here on a Thursday evening. Oh, no. Brady's the keg guy. That's right. He puts them out before the sun sets the day before. So a couple are in already. A couple of keg hunters have bagged them. So congratulations to all of them. I thought I was being followed last night, and I wasn't. This guy driving.
Still paranoid.
That's all I do. I just think like, oh boy, I got somebody behind me. This guy's driving a little stupid, so I got a little shaky on the way I was driving and shot over into
a corner.
It
makes it fun, though.
It does kind of make it fun. I just don't want, like, you know, there was one I pulled into a parking lot, and as I was leaving, another car came in, and I'm like, well, that one's done. I'm like, there's somebody following me or keeping an eye on me from a distance because they just know. And there's no reason to be in the parking lot I was in at 3:30 in the morning. None. So I'm like, oh, that one's done.
The great thing is getting out of your car, or truck, or whatever. And you got to grab the keg real quick and run.
Oh, I turn all the lights
real fast.
Off.
Yeah, turn all the lights. Let all the lights go down, dim.
That's the fun part is that I try not to make too much noise. I'm real quiet about doors opening and clanging and stuff. And then when I drop the keg, I usually put tong, 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 tong. I'm like, okay. And then I run away from it like it wasn't me.
I'm paranoid about throwing that thing.
Oh,
I don't want the placard to break off.
It ain't coming off.
You know,
I ain't coming up. I've been doing this chucking thing for about 5 years now, and I chuck them deep, and I'm weird. It's like I'm throwing it. I feel like I'm like a murderer. I'm throwing a dead body in a ravine because I stand over the edge, and I just watch it until it comes to a steady rest, and then I take a photo.
Get rid of the evidence.
Yeah. And I stand there like, you know, when Norman Bates stood at the end of the thing just eating pistachios while the car was drowning. That's kind of what I'm doing. It's weird. Then I go back to the car like, this is strange. But I had a couple of them last night that I was like, these are good spots. All new spots. I had a theme of where people act like whores in the middle of the daytime here in Phoenix. I had a couple of places where you could do some whoring and probably get away with it. I don't know if you're getting away with it, but there's some whoring going on. So I kept a theme together. It was fun. And at 2:30 in the morning, I was surprised to see as many people that were out at 2:33 in the morning that were out. I spent about an hour goofing around, and it was weird. It's a grouping. And motorcycle cops, too. A lot of motorcycle cops last night. I didn't even know you guys did overnight. I thought motorcycle cops got parked at, like, I didn't really think of them in the middle of the night, but there they were, tooling around. It's very odd. So there you go. Yeah, we've got 5 or 6 gone. That means 98 kegs are hidden somewhere around the valley. Now we're down to about 93, and actually probably closer to about 84, 83. are actually out there. We've got a few over at some locations that we're going to draw for to keep you guys busy. Facebook, we're going to have a couple of them. We're going to announce on Facebook when they're released on Facebook. I'll be telling you on the air, hey, I'm going to go on Facebook and give you the clues for the Facebook kegs at certain times in the morning. So you guys at work or people who can't hunt, you guys have an opportunity to go on Facebook and check out and try to get it all together. So I have the list in hand. It is ready to go. If you want clues, of course, you can text 97936. Toledo is manning our Facebook page if you want to fire him over. Or Eric is. I'm sorry. Eric's doing Facebook.
He's got Twitter.
And Toledo has Twitter. So you can ask all
Twitter
the stuff.
And text.
And it's easy to find us on those things. And also call 585-9800. I've got them all right in front of me. The ones that were found so far. Oh, that's the one. I knew it. No. That was the one, my Granada Park one.
No. Yellow is Facebook Live.
Oh. Never mind.
What happened?
Well, I just gave away
Granada
Park.
The gun.
But I know where it is. Well, because they yellowed them, and I'd forgotten that
why are those yellow
ones are not mentioned yet, because those are the ones that are going to be the Facebook clues only.
Oh.
So that's going to be where you're going to find that stuff. So there you go. Those are the ones that get announced on Facebook. So that's it's going to be an interesting little group. Here we go with the Kegan, though, if you guys want
what
to
is going on? Yeah, what is going on with people getting their stuff in here, their hints?
Love Gun is apparently fell asleep again or something.
What? Brandon?
Oh, you got him? Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on with this incomplete list?
Yeah, the list is very interesting. Like, clues, schmooze.
Did we have newbies out
locations, there? Locations, smokations. We got Drew. It's not Drew's fault. He's just standing in the window behind me.
Well, usually we're like all ready to go by now.
Yeah, well, this is the fault of many, many people.
Hey, what's going on out
start
there?
Start pointing fingers.
Really, really
who are the new keg hiders that are screwing this up?
Now, I can tell you I've got a whole bunch of them that I can write in here because they didn't put in my locations. But that's okay. Yeah, this is a tougher list to read than normal. But that's all right. Which one of Brady's is gone? Do we know?
Yeah, let's.
Oh, you got it here. Oh, okay. Which one did you hand
me? It doesn't say any
of
them.
No, he gave
me
the list here. Hold on.
Oh,
Keg 35. Keg 35 is already gone. And that one was at Higley and Warner.
Sidewalk.
It was a tough one, huh?
That one was a little better heading, but there's. Yeah, that took many people out.
That wasn't even close to things I could
I chucked understand. That one in deep into a bush.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did it while people were out walking their dogs and stuff at the dinner hour. So they watched some lunatic hammer a keg out there about 7:30 at night, and they're like, what the hell's that guy doing? So that one's gone. But yeah, there's a couple of them out there. If you do find a keg, you've got to do what the little placard on it says. Now, the kegs are from Barrio Brewing. They look like a regular silver keg, but they've got a red and a blue stripe around them. And then a placard on top from KUPD that's got my cartoon image on it carrying a keg. That placard has all the directions you need. Please, when you find one, call it in so we don't cause mass panic at what we think is not there and is. So basically what you got is all the instructions you'll ever need. The phone number's right there. The special line is being manned by our people. We've got a group of people. I feel like we're working at a like an IPO. Like it's the first day of this new cool company that's got Mark's listening to rap music in his office. We got desks in the middle of the hallway. It's a wide open environment. And it feels like one of those crappy internet companies where, you know, the kids just have donuts and time on their hands and real good ideas. It's a think tank. And then you got Mark blaring the Chronic in the background, which, you know, shouldn't be safe for work, but only here.
I kind of enjoyed that.
Oh, everybody enjoys it. Yeah. But the wrong person wanders in and hears that Mark has no time for bitches and hoes. And the next thing you know, it's back to an office. I'd like to talk to HR about Mark's, quote, fat dick slapping me across my ass. I was listening to Chronic. That's Snoop Dogg lady. You imagine that. All right, so we'll get right to it in moments. Before that, I just want to let you know, hey, Brady, congratulations. I just saw that your company, your Porkopolis, doesn't have to do as much work with their meat. Meat in the United States now allowed to have trace amounts of feces in it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We loosened up the regulations
on
that
one. We thought, you know what? We got so much feces, we throw all this meat away with feces. And if we just loosened up the feces rules, we could ship out more meat. Now, I've had my meats had trace amounts of feces on it in the past, and I found it disgusting. And then it made me not want to do that again. I can't imagine the meat I eat having trace amounts of feces in it. But yes, that's now a thing.
Oh, boy.
With a warning on the package, which is really appetizing, may contain small amounts of feces. Meat.
So yesterday, science gives us the bubble boy cure.
Yeah, and then, maybe that's the cure.
Today they give back?
Yeah, maybe the cure is eat bubble boy.
Today, yesterday, they decided let's put it on there. It's been there for years.
Yeah, but now it's acceptable. You put it on right. there. Like before, if a scientist right. bought a thing, you know, 93.7, and he puts it in there, and he's like, hey, I'm going to do some investigating, see how much feces. And they didn't tell me there was feces in it. It's loaded with it. Now they're saying, well, we're going to allow it. In case another scientist gets on it. But yeah, there you go. The USDA's current inspection policy isn't good enough because the fecal matter that's visible is the only thing that visible? Isn't allowed. Yeah. If it's visible fecal matter, they're like, that's too much
that's
feces.
That's a pretty high tolerance.
I can see it. Right. But the stuff you can't see, that ain't going to hurt you. So that's the new rule. So congratulations when you're eating. Poultry's always had it. They've loosened that up years ago. Now it's just all meats in general. Trace amounts of feces. And again, gentlemen, we've always
That's fought. Why it's important to rub your meat.
Well, it is very important, but rub your meat by yourself because, Brady, I don't know if you've had it. Ronnie said you did, but you deny it, but that was in Vegas. You've had trace amounts of feces on your meat, and it's an unpleasant experience. When you have to shower right after, immediately after.
Bet.
No, you know. You know. I was told you know. I know. Everybody in the room knows. Mark knows. It's not a good feeling. In fact, it wrecks it. But if you saw it, it's too much. If you don't see, you already know when you're doing that activity, there's trace amounts. You just don't want to see it. So that's technically the USDA.
It's all over everything.
Yeah, but the USDA is treating.
There's too many hands.
But they're treating our meat like anal. If you don't see it, everything went well. If you see it, it's too much. Somebody wasn't clean enough. So enjoy that this morning while you're eating your breakfast burrito.
Yeah, that was the final food, I guess, that's admitted that it's got fecal matter on it.
Not admitted. Allowing. Mm-hmm. That's different. They've already kind of said, look, there's things in there. It may contain things other than meat. But now they're basically saying, we allow for so much in the meat, which before they weren't big on that.
I'm just curious if they upped the amount. Like, you know, some will say, well, it used to be anything over this amount is too much.
Right. Well, before, meat was the one that said we can't have anything in there. If it's got anything in it, it's got to go. Now they're like, there's a safe amount. Americans have a safe amount they can eat because look at them. They'll digest anything. They're hogs. So
they've
let them.
Been digesting.
If we don't tell them, they'll eat their own anyway. So it's no big deal. These people don't stop eating everything. So congratulations, America. We've loosened our standards so much by eating anything. Look, I think I'd rather have a plate of than Cheetos. So. I mean, if you dared me, I'd be like, I think I'll go to the right on this one. You can have that weird orange stuff. I'll eat over here. So that's the deal. All right, let's give some, just while you're out there working on it. Can I answer the phone on this?
Just yeah, by here, touching? I got you.
Oh, you can do it, but I know there's got to be a way to do this. Mr. Hernandez, you're the first one on. How are you, sir?
Miss Hernandez, but good.
All right, Miss Hernandez, you are out hunting for kegs, I'm guessing, right now. Tell us where you are and what we're looking for. Go.
Gilbert and Ocotillo in Chandler.
Gilbert and Ocotillo is out in Chandler, and I haven't a clue how far out that is. Brady, you're south of that, or north of that.
How about anything around Riggs and
Bella
Vista?
Riggs and Bella Vista.
Alma School in Pecos? Is that far away?
That's my area.
That's over in Chandler, right?
Yeah, that's a little... go to Pete, like number 90.
90s.
Or 89.
Oh, yeah, there you go. How about at Christmas time, Chandler paints this tree white... it's McQueen,
Germaine
area. You like that one? You like that? Is that close?
Go get one.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you and your family.
It's so obvious.
Tad Yellowhair, as long as the sun rises.
Thunderbear Wagon Burger.
I know. All right, Tad, turn your radio down. Are you ready?
What's up?
Where are you?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm out here in Surprise. Bell and the 303.
All right. How about, El Mirage? Is that close? El Mirage and Bell?
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
It's no mirage. I thought there was supposed to be water where rivers go.
Thought there was supposed to be waters where rivers go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Cool.
All right. See you. There you go. They're out hunting, man. They're out. Give me another one.
Thunderbear usually gets a cake.
He almost always shows up with one. Javier. They're good hunters and scouts and trackers and stuff.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
That's very good. And,
good morning.
Time out. I'm talking, lady.
But I wanted to interrupt.
I know, because you're a lady. That's what you want to do.
Always.
Have you ever left a man with trace amounts of feces on his meat?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Disgusting.
I agree. All right, go ahead, Javier.
Javier, whoa.
Well, that's what the name says on the...
Or Ashley, or, you know, whatever name you want to call me today.
Well, who's Javier?
I don't know. You tell me.
He's paying for your phone.
Javier Ramirez.
Huh?
No. Well, that'd be great because my phone bill's pretty high.
Who's Javier Ramirez?
I don't know. You must have hung up on him.
No, that's the phone I'm actually on right now, and you're the one that caller ID says Javier Ramirez. You stole his phone.
You stole his phone. Oh, my God.
Stole his phone. That means that I'm going to find a keg.
Yeah, you got to buy your own phone. You got to get
this
money.
Good luck.
Right, where are you, Miss Ramirez?
Well, this is Miss Ashley, but I am at Baseline and Gilbert.
Brady, that's probably close to you, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's been found already.
I've checked that cat's already.
How about...
You got...
That's kind of far. We're just learning where everybody's put stuff this time, so we just got the list here.
Give me a direction.
I'm working on that.
Hold on, lady.
Settle
be
down.
Patient. Mute your phone.
God, ma'am. You are a pushy woman. All right, how about that? How about we go to the McDowell
37.
One?
Well, let's not piss everyone off, but this is your boat winner, so...
Yeah, all right! You got the boat, and you're going for a keg. Well, I hope you get it, then, because I like multiple winners.
I hope so, too.
I like life's multiples.
Call me whatever you want.
All right. Picasso, Da Vinci, and Monet is the street it's on. Would have hung out at this... I know, he put it wrong. Would have hung out in this house in Gilbert. Evidently, there's an art house in Gilbert. Picasso, Da Vinci, Monet.
Perfect.
Do you know the streets of that?
Yeah, Gilbert and Elliot.
All right. You know where that is? You know what we're talking about there, Javier?
I'm heading that way already.
Right. Good luck. Bye.
Sorry, I hung up real fast.
I
good
know.
For you. My apologies.
One last one. Let's get Nicole there on line four. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How many packs a day are you throwing down, Nicole?
Just enough.
Yeah. All right. What's your real name, sir?
It's Jeff.
Jeff. All right. Jeff Snar.
Boardwell, and it's my wife's last name.
She's paying for the whole thing.
Wife's last name.
She's paying for the whole thing. She's at work while you hunt. All right. Huh. Where are you, sir?
Wrecker and Warner.
Wrecker and Warner. That's also over there in the Gilbert region, Gilbert Chandler area.
Yep.
That's kind of close to where Eric would have hidden some stuff, right?
Yeah, I got Alma School and Pecos.
There you go. Clue?
The future is near.
All right. Alma School, Pecos, the future is near. You got it? You feeling good about that?
Yep.
All right. Good luck to you.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
All right. There you go. We'll see you tonight, maybe. There
feeling
it is.
Good.
So that's how this works. You guys call us all morning long. We will guide you. We will be dispatched. You ask us where you are. As we learn the list, we'll have a better understanding of where you are and what's out there. And call them in. As they come in, we'll scratch them down. And I'm sure right now it seems like we've got a bunch of them that are, just sitting out there alone, but I bet you we got a bunch taken too. We're going to give you coordinates to the ones that are out in the desert too, because Gabe and Drew and the boys put it all out there in their Jeeps. And we even have people saying, oh, take the Razor scooter and the toy hauler, and we're going into the desert and waiting for your clues, because there's a lot of land they took yesterday and the day before of dropping those kegs off in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure one or two of those accidentally got found last time. So we got a bunch of them sitting out there. You guys are hunting. $5,000 is the magic keg. Every keg is worth something. So you bring it tonight to Octane Raceway over there off the 101 and, what is that, Indian Bend?
Yes.
Now it's Talking Stick Way. So you get on out there to that area, to the Octane Raceway. With your keg and your placard, you turn it in, and it might be worth $5,000. You're going to get something. So happy hunting, everybody. And as always, be very, very careful. And don't bang into each other. Whoever's hands are on it first wins it. No fighting, no road rage, no keg rage, no none of that. It's just a game. If you can, follow that person with a pickup truck who got it in front of you and wait for them to get somewhere and steal it out of the back of their truck.
Oh,
I mean, that's the way you should do things. Don't fight people. Steal it. It's no different than that jackass that followed me around for a little bit this morning. And, that's stealing too, technically. He just didn't take it right out of the car.
We don't need to start wars out there.
And it's not a war. Didn't you just hear what I said? Everybody
gotta
be
careful. A ninja.
Don't punch. Don't do anything. But if you do see one sitting in the back of someone's car and they're not paying attention, get out of the stoplight and take it.
Man.
And if you have one, guard it with your life.
It's how the whites took everything from the Indians in the first place. If that Tad Yellowhair has one, he's got an F-150. He's going to throw it in the back of his truck. And as a decent white person, you wait for him to stop. You befriend him while someone steals his goods. That's what we do. We're white people.
So if you find one, get home fast.
Yeah. Yes. If you get one, you got one. Now, don't dilly-dally. There's a bunch of thieving whites out there. It's a meth city, for
God's
sake. We
got one. Let's go to breakfast.
I'm surprised we don't have more. Yeah, exactly. Pork right here and nobody's going to tell.
Although I do like the photos people take with... going around town with
the big game.
Yeah, it's there. But we'll tie it to the front of your car like an elk.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Put some blood on it.
Yeah, and then, pour blood all over it.
Scare everybody.
Stand next to it with a shotgun.
Bagged one.
Great stuff. But don't hurt each other is what I'm saying. The worst thing you can do is steal it out of somebody's truck. And just don't get caught doing that either, because that's illegal. But good luck to all of you. We're hoping every one of you gets a keg, which is statistically impossible, but that's what we hope for. Good luck. 605. Keep calling us. 585-9800. Give us a wake-up song, too, while we're at it, if you want to throw those in there. I'm pretty sure we've got it all mapped out for our big U-Fest tomorrow. We'll see a lot of you guys at that as well. But we'll give you a wake-up song next. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
Thank you, Silence the Voice. The keg hunt is real. I mean, my God, I'm getting emails like crazy. The kegs are already flying out, trying to keep up with the phones and all the social media crap and everything else. If you want to get on Facebook and do it, and of course, Twitter, you got that. You can text 97936 or our number and ask questions. We'll try to get back to you on that. Call us, 585-9800. You can email Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Mark Farrell says, the future is near. Church. There can't be any future in a church. I'm standing in a church. That's not right. Help me out. And he's over where he's on Alma School in Pecos. And I said, I don't think you're right. I think it's not a church. You got to be close.
Apparently, it's a zoo over there. Yeah, I just got a message.
He just said, never mind. I'm here. The hunt is real. The lunatics are everywhere.
Yeah, they're jumping curves.
I'm not finding this thing. Yeah, be careful. Again, but obey all traffic laws. Do not trespass. And no touching, people. Don't touch each other. Yeah, another run out here. 36 and 50 are on our kicks. 36.
That's 60. One.
Oh, 60. I'm sorry. Quinn and Guadalupe Brady, all of yours are going out the door.
36 and
I'm going to get 60. You in there quicker. All right. 36 and 60.
60.
And 60 was one on Happy Valley and 68th Avenue. Nobody's even gotten clues for that. They're just finding them. You guys are hunting like mad out there, which is pretty impressive. Nice job. Of course, I get one wet blanket.
Uh-oh. What happened?
One wet blanket. Guy named Scott goes, dude, where's my iPad? I hope these pricks get lost in the desert for 40 years looking for kegs. This bores me. I'm sorry, King Scott. Wow. Are you bored?
Jeez.
Are you bored? I apologize, sir. Shall we dance for you now? Yes? Entertain you only?
Well, if you're not hunting, I guess it's not.
Yeah, but then hunt. Quit being such a wet blanket. Yeah. Find a way around this thing.
Go out in your backyard, kind of look around.
Look around. Do something. Listen to these knobs banging. Watch the magic. It's happening near you, I guarantee you. Hashtag KUPD keg hunt. Is the hashtag you want to use if you want to take pictures or ask some questions on that thing, I guess. I don't know how that works. You can throw it in there. Your locations and your nonsense will go through. Hashtag KUPD keg hunt. That's the hashtag we're using for this nonsense today. I am getting hammered on it. I don't even care that Scott's a wet blanket. I mean, it is absolutely a success, this thing. It's nuts how many people get involved. And again, every time I do this every year, I get more and more nervous that you guys are going to start smashing into each other. Just be careful. That's all we ask. I got to see if I can work this. Is that right? Look at that. I can turn it on from here. Hi there, Terry. Are you there?
Hi there. Yeah. We're on Wrecker and Warner.
Wrecker and Warner. That's getting out by, is that by you, Richard? I don't know where you live.
It's a little bit south of me, but if they want to go up north to Brown and 80th Street area.
Is that more you?
No. That's, don't listen to
that. That's too far.
You can do Ocotillo and Wrecker.
There you go. Ocotillo.
Dorada and Trotta.
Clue is Dorada and Trotta. All right, you got that?
Ocotillo and Wrecker?
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
Good luck. Happy hunting, thank no you. Touching.
Okay.
Don't touch each other. Touchy. Hello? Hi there, wireless caller. How are you?
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name's Kyle.
All right, Kyle, where are you hunting?
We're hunting in the Arcadia area.
Okay, you're over in Arcadia. I got
Central,
a couple.
In Central.
Where are you?
I'm sorry, Arcadia.
I know where
44th Katie is. Street, Camelback, my bad.
44th and Camelback. Let me just tell you this.
Yes, sir.
Interrec, need a check?
Oh. Sorry, repeat that, please?
Interrec, need a check?
Uh-oh. Interrec, need a check.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, he just shouted it. I roll. The guy in the car was there. I roll. Where's that, though?
I got it.
Google it.
They're going to get busy this morning.
Yeah, they are. They got some. Well, you know, you want to sponsor our studio. I'm going to help you out.
Could
with
be that. Some fresh cases.
I'm going to help you. That's what I said. Get drunk. Drive around the parking lot. It's a twofer for everybody. You get a keg, they get a client. It works out great. Let's go here then. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Kimberly, you sound gorgeous this morning. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I am a virgin to this, so please pop my cherry. I am off of McCullough's and Wrecker hunting away.
All right, McCullough's and Wrecker hunting away. That's the same one you just handed out, isn't it?
No, McCullough's and Wrecker is northern. That one, oh, that's that one is near me.
Okay, where are you at, Rich?
So Greenfield in Virginia, number 30, find relief off the pitch is your clue.
Find relief off the pitch.
Or if you want to head further out, you can go to Brown and 80th Street, and the clue is way back beyond the pesky pole.
All right. Ooh, oh, I know where that is. All right. Ooh. All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Good luck. Happy hunting. Be careful. No touching.
Thank you.
There you go. I like that. No idea. You got to turn them off. I can answer them. I don't know that there's a button to hang up. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Sean, go ahead. What you got?
I'm at Power and Southern.
Power and Southern?
Yes.
All right. Power and Southern is, that would be Paul. He usually hides out there.
Yeah,
that's
like Mesa.
Yeah, it's Mesa. Almost AJ. Is he? Did he do anything?
There you go. You got further east, number 52.
Okay. Where's that?
Signal Butte and Southern.
Oh, there you go. Signal Butte and Southern. The clue is kind of to the east of the Circle K. That's a very specific clue.
Wow.
It's not much of a clue as it is just more direction.
They went deep there. Oh, that's Paul. Okay.
It's Paul. All right. Good luck to you, Sean. I hope he got that. That's pretty good. I'll try this one, too. I like this. I'll get Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, go ahead. Where are you?
Union Hills on I-17.
I-17 Union Hills. Well, that's north. Geez, I got to start digging for that. I could send you way out there. Union Hills and I-17 is not that far.
What?
Think of where you're at. Trying to think of where you're at and putting it close to you.
67th Avenue and Bell.
That's pretty good.
Speed bump.
67th Avenue and Bell is a speed bump. That's pretty far west from you, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's try, man.
It's not that far west.
It's not that bad, but it's west. It's not that terrible.
56 is further north.
Yeah.
Dove Valley and North Valley Parkway.
That's getting up there.
Oh, yeah. We'll take that one.
That's a good one. All right, the clue is soccer. Dove Valley, North Valley.
Dove Valley and North Valley Parkway.
And the clue is soccer. Good luck. Oh, man, she just jetted her.
People are tweeting about that because I put out that clue, too. Come on, I need more than soccer.
It's probably on a soccer field. You just start wandering around.
Just start walking.
Either that or there's like a statue of Pele nobody knows about in Phoenix. You'll figure it out when you see the soccer-related things. Soccer's not small. You should be able to figure, there's a soccer field that must be close to this.
Just look for Drogba.
Yeah. Key says, screw that Scott guy. I never get to participate in this thing, and I get to because I have to work all the time, but I enjoy listening to the madness and seeing it sometimes. Yeah, it's true. You can actually sit and watch. I had a friend wander off from his work one morning. He goes, I had no idea what was going on. And he said, you guys were giving clues right by my work. I looked out my work window, and it was just a sea of weirdos running around acting like kids. And it was actually makes you happy to watch. It's fun. All right, we'll try one more here and give Juan a chance. Juan, are you there?
Hey, yes.
All right, turn your radio down, Juan. Give us your location. And where are you hunting?
40th Street and Baseline.
40th and Baseline. Usually Marcus is over in that spot. I don't know if he's still down there or not.
Okay.
Hang on a second. We've got to find where that would be. Mm-hmm. There's, there you go. All right, 32nd Street in Elwood. Smell that delicious 3 a.m. drunk food.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Brady knows that one. All right, we'll see. You know what it is? I've never heard of the street Elwood.
It's probably a Bertos of some kind.
Yeah. Or?
Yeah, I think it. I was thinking it was something else, but Elwood. I'm the only one I'm confused on is Elwood because there is.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was near like a Dirty Drummer or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
All right. Very impressive, Brady. Yeah, a Bertos would be the 3 a.m. drunk food.
You're thinking 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. That's really
Bertos.
The options you have are Bertos or that's all.
Ring a Bertos, fill a Bertos.
Yeah, that's it. You get a Bertos. One of the Bertoses must be near that, wherever Elwood Street is. Elwood? I've been here for 30-plus years. I have no idea where Elwood Road is. All right, so there's that. I'll try one more because I enjoy helping these people go everywhere. Wireless caller, are you there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Oh, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
You know, hey, let's be honest. We're very impressed that caterpillars have learned to use the phone. That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. Dustin, are you there?
Yes. John, you rock.
Thank you, sir. Where are you at?
I'm over here at Desert West Park.
I don't know where that is.
Where is that?
It's on 67th and Encanto.
67th and Encanto. That's about where Eric was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, West Side.
West Hard? 67th and Encanto.
You got the
51st Avenue, yeah. McDowell.
There,
yeah,
you go.
69.
Yeah, 51st Avenue McDowell. It says, need a place to rest? Come check out this American motel with a red roof.
Oh!
Whoa, wow. Very specific.
These people are, you know, the world's getting dumber and dumber when the clues are just red roof in. You thought you were clever throwing that whole bomb out there. Well, good luck to you, man. I hope you find it. All right, there you go. The kegs are everywhere, out and about, all over. And again, we've got all sorts of ways for you guys. And for the people who can't hunt, we've got them hidden on our Facebook page, and we'll give you clues on that in just a little bit.
Apparently 47 has been found.
All right. Which one is that?
That one is 48th Street and East Pima Canyon Road. 48th Street, it must be Ahwatukee, I guess.
I don't know. That's Mark. Yeah, that's Ahwatukee. That's Randall's. They're going fast, man. This is going to be a quick one if this keeps up, because I've got a lot of blue lines on my sheet already.
I'm going to give one of mine out.
All right, go.
101 and Elliot reminds me of Arya's sword.
The needle.
Were all your clues Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
couple. I'm a nerd.
Kind of centered on it. Oh, I got to tell you. I had drinks with a friend of mine last night who talk about a nerd on Game of Thrones. I'm going to give you a website. I'm not going to give it out on the air because it is unreal. This dude has read the books probably 5 times, taken detailed notes, watched the series 5 times, detailed notes, and he's got all these theories. And
he's figured it out?
Not necessarily figured it out, but he's got these mind-blowing like things. He's like, they've mentioned this 6 times. You would never even notice it. And he goes, and with the mention of this 6 times, tells you exactly what the correlation between Jon Snow and this guy, the main Night King, is. And he's like, and they have told us over and over and over without ever being blatant about it, several times in several different scenes, exactly who that guy is.
Huh.
And it's like, it'll blow your mind once, because you're like, oh my God, this hasn't been a secret. Really? None of it has been a secret. And the dude does an amazing job, and the details are incredible. And my friend Craig gave me the website last night. I'm like, all right, I'll watch. All I do is stare at, like, this YouTube channel. I was in the wormhole for, like,
an hour. I don't
want to
ruin it, though.
Well, see, I'm already deep in, though. I consider myself to be intelligent enough. I'm not talking to Eric right now. Intelligent enough that even if it is ruined, if it's well written, it can still entertain me.
Sure.
So it doesn't really bother me if I know the ending. It would be like, so what? Because if I guess it, it's not because I've ruined it. It's just because, oh, geez, I saw that coming. That's great. I love how they told that story. Even if you know it, like, you know, a great story can be told beginning, middle, and end, and you know the whole thing. Like Apollo 13 to me is one of the best written things. You know how it ended. Everybody knows.
Sure.
And you're still on the edge of your seat going, oh my God, these guys are in peril. This is awful. What's going on? And you already know that they lived. You know the whole story of Apollo 13. So that's kind of how I looked at this. I'm like, I don't think it's going to destroy any detail if the guy's right. But man, his details are unreal. And then he just gives you like little things to think about the dragon glass and all the different colors of dragon glass and what each one does. And like, he's got all these like breakdowns.
Man, he can go deep.
Oh, it's deep. And then he basically is like, you know, he says the dragon glass thing, and then my nerdiness comes in and he goes, oh, so dragon glass was basically the exact same idea as Superman's kryptonite. There's different colors that do different things. And I'm like,
I didn't even know there are different colors.
Oh yeah.
There's only one in the show.
Yeah. So far.
Well, that's
They've
where they
mentioned it several times.
They deviate
though.
From the books a little bit.
But
sometimes, so.
there have been 3 different colors in the show. There have.
Really?
Because he shows it and he goes, they haven't mentioned it. And he said, and they're forging the blue stuff. And he said, but when one guy reached for it, you'll see that when he touches it, it turns red. And he's like, it's brief.
Jesus.
But he's like, he's watched it so many times and he breaks it. And he goes, and this is what red dragon glass does.
He's like pausing stuff.
And the dude's
the
cool. He's not like a dork. He's like, he's got this like, hey, everybody, how you doing? I watch a lot of Game of Thrones up here in New Jersey. And I'm like, I'd hang out with this guy. He seems normal. Now let's dive into Nerd Town. And then he goes deep. And it's almost more interesting than the show.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, oh my God, the intricate details are incredible.
We got more to mark off.
I know. So Drew's back in here. What do you got, Drew?
Go ahead. Oh. So keg 27 has been found.
Yes. Keg. Read that one, Drew, with your glorious Nerf beard voice.
The hint?
Yeah.
That was off of 101 and Elliot. Reminds me of Arya's sword.
No, the needle. It's gone.
The needle's
what
gone.
Was that one?
It was behind the kneaders.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Keg number 30.
I'm glad Paul Sura didn't hide anything behind kneaders. His clue would have been different.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like no, Paul.
Jeez. Yeah.
Go
Go ahead. Sorry, Drew.
No, you're good. We have a keg 30 was also found. Find relief of the pitch, off the pitch.
Okay, we just gave that one. Man, if they found that, that was quick because nice. She just got a phone with us.
Keg 55 or 58, Alfred Noble.
Ape
Creek and Dynamite.
Ape Creek and Dynamite. Dynamite. Interesting.
Keg 82, Hayden and McDowell. Look for the Wellness Center and look for reserved number 10.
Man, I got to tell you, Jeremy's clues are basically like just guidelines right to the key. Might as well just drove it to people's doors.
Reserve parking spot number 10.
Number 110. Reserve parking only for 2 hours.
He's only done it a year or two.
I know, but still, Jeremy, that's a little detailed.
And last one is keg 88 off of Chandler Heights and Lindsay. If it was a veteran, I'd walk around this oasis.
If it was a veteran?
That's what Pete sent me.
If it was a veteran, I'd walk around this. If it was a veteran. Yeah, no, it says it. You're right. Yeah. You typed it, so it could be a good. All right, well done, Nerfbeard. Thank you very much. So the clues, we're losing kegs like crazy. They're going out the door like mad. So here's how this is going to work. In a little while, I'll be handing out ideas on Facebook. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. We'll give you clues on Facebook of which ones you can talk about there. There's four or five of them that are just Facebook clues only. I'll do that on Facebook, on our website, or on our Facebook page, actually, around 7 in the morning. So just about 25 minutes, I'll throw that out there. Then about 7, I guess we'll go about 7:30. Is that right?
Someone just messaged us. Yeah. I found keg 31. How do I contact you?
Really?
Read the...
That's mine. It's got a placard on it.
A placard. Read the placard.
Yeah. And you just contacted us.
I don't want to mark it off yet until it's official.
Yeah. That's weird. All right.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but when you text people stuff, like all of a sudden it starts changing the words. You know, it's really annoying with the auto text and everything. Yeah. So it changes keg to leg all the time.
I found a leg.
I think next year we should do the Easter leg hunt.
Easter leg hunt.
98 prosthetic legs.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
$5,000.
A $5,000 leg. Body parts. Why not? It's a weekend of sacrifice. Around 8 o'clock, we're going to throw out another Facebook. There'll be four of those. And also, later this morning, I'll tell you the locations of the retailers you can go visit when they open their doors. I think at 8:30, right? Is that right? Yeah, 8:30, you can go out to like Chandler Harley-Davidson, Arrowhead Harley, Ride Now Power Sports and Goodyear, Peoria and Chandler. All will have their doors open, and you can go in and sign up. And then they're just going to draw and give you one of the kegs, which is great. So that'll start like 8:30 this morning.
For the lazy hunter.
Right, for the people who just have a few minutes, you know. Somebody can't go driving all over town and getting these things done. It's pretty awesome. Somebody just, ironically, Larry, I just get a text, comes in, it says, leg hunt, anything left near Metro Center. From your phone. And the best part about this year's Easter keg hunt, it's the day that Governor Ducey signs the bill into law that you can't use your phone while driving anymore.
Uh-oh.
And then what do we do all morning long? Hey, text us, call us, do whatever it is you want to do. Drive around paying attention to everything but the road.
The city's going to get paid.
Yeah, they are going to get something. So, sorry about that. Anything near left near Metro Center, it says. Metro Center. I don't know. Puns hidden right in the center of the. I mean.
There's 84, but I don't know where Tucky Lane is.
Tucky's around there. That's not
23rd Avenue and Tucky Lane.
That's pretty close. Yeah. A place to cool off, but not as cold as the Delaware. Yeah. Tucky Lane is, close enough.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. 23rd Avenue. Well, Tucky is kind of in between Camelback and Glendale.
Oh. Okay.
And goes east and west all the way across. It's more of a side street, but it pops up every once in a while. That's a good one. All right. You can get legs there. Legs are there.
Go find those legs.
A lot of legs.
All right. There you go. What do you got? Yeah, let's get the wake-up song right now.
Wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home. Get in touch with us. Killswitch Engage. We've done all the other bands.
All right.
We could do Limp Bizkit later. We could do.
We kind of did them for the,
Rock Wars. All right, we'll do Killswitch. We got Rose of Sharon, My Curse, In Due Time, The End of Heartache, This Fire Burns.
I like My Curse and The End of Heartache. Pick one of those two.
Let's do My Curse.
My Curse it is. All right, there you go. That's the deal. My Curse is awesome. So you got that going tomorrow, too. We got all sorts of stuff to do. U-Fest is tomorrow. Limp Bizkit's going to be here with that band right there. You got Killswitch Engage. Parkway Drive is a hell of a show. POD's up on stage. The 333 Dead, they're all up there, and it's going to be an amazing show, and the weather couldn't be, this is unreal. It's going to be a little hot today, but so what? Perfect, I think. It's going to be absolutely perfect.
a glorious time to go out there, and the U-Fest tickets are on sale right now. If you want to go to the website, 98kupd.com, you can grab those. And again, you can't really sell this thing out because it's a huge park. We'll just move the fence. So as many tickets as we can throw out there, we'll throw out there. That's how great this is. Glorious. Glorious. People are, this is bananas. Just being dispatch all year is nuts. Oh, people are taking pictures of you, Brady, because there are evidently shots of you right now going out on the cameras. Now I'm getting pictures of Brady.
Nice.
Don't pick your nose or do anything
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, what'd you do?
There's pictures of both of us on this guy's screen. Pretty sweet. Thank you for that. Really love it. My husband and I are big fans. We're from Arizona, currently live in Savannah, Georgia, because of the Army. We're watching your live stream in our living room.
What?
Can you say hi to my husband, Caesar? He's an Apache pilot in the Army and loves you guys. Hi, Caesar and Courtney. We appreciate it.
We have an update.
All right. Hurry. Go through it.
All right. Keg 15 has been found.
All right. Gone.
Keg 26 has been found.
That's Alma School and Pecos.
Keg 31.
Man, oh, man. They're blowing them out.
Keg 34.
Fastest thing in the world.
38.
Hey, they got that one. They got the learner and row. Those guys have gotten my learner and row. It's congratulations, Glenn and Mr. Learner and Mr. Row, because Kevin and Glenn, I took pictures of their van. You didn't be putting the pictures up on the website. I don't know if we're doing that this year or not. Oh, son of a bitch, Drew. I wasted all that goddamn time. Yeah.
I didn't do it because it wasn't on the list.
I know, but I just assumed we would keep doing it. But yeah, the picture is creepy because in the van, when I took a picture, it looks like Glenn Lerner's trying to get in my car. Because I'm parked right next to him. Like, oh, this picture came out real weird. But yeah, Lerner and Rowe got their keg already. I was kind of hoping that would last longer. What else you got, Drew?
86.
86.
87.
87's gone.
And 93.
All right. Man, we're about halfway through. You all hunting good today. All right. Thank you, Drew. Well done. Man, oh, man. Yeah, if you get the placard, call it in. $5,000 to somebody tonight at Octane Raceway. That's how this works. And then, you know, U-Fest tickets out the door like crazy. People finding all these tickets will be handed out tickets. Every keg's worth something. One of them's worth $5,000. It's worth your time. We're going to have some on Facebook. We're going to have some at the ride now. We've got all sorts of options. And then Toledo will be handing out coordinates to the ones way out in the desert.
Putting one out right now.
All right. It's out in the way out in the desert for you four-wheeling weirdos. You can get out there in your Razor scooters, your Jeeps, or your trucks that you think can make it. And they'll be out there. We'll give exact coordinates.
Yep.
Long and lats. And we'll throw them out there and you can go look for it right there.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Killswitch. That is concert psyching rock right there. That's going to get you going for tomorrow's U-Fest. What an amazing show we're going to have. A party, in fact, is what we're going to call it tomorrow. It should be a blast. I got a guy who says, where's the Tucson kegs? I'm like, just drive north. And eventually you'll get close enough to something that's desirable. Scott says, I love the Easter keg hunt. I don't care what anybody says. Who else has a program on the radio that gets a bunch of stoned, unemployed people off their couch to actually do something? If they could funnel this energy into real life, they'd be millionaires. Great social program. I suggest we do this with food stamps. I think it's a great idea. We hide food stamps all over the city and make the needy search for them. And that way they have to actually go do something. I like it. That's a good old man thing to say. I dig that.
Plenty of people are taking the day off, though.
I know.
Or they have the day off because it's Good Friday.
It's Good Friday. You get a day off for that. Some of them. Some people do. Let's go to the phones, get some more people out there hunting away. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. I love every year. It's always women. Go ahead, Brianna. Where are you?
We are at Dobson. Mesa Community College.
MCC. That's Southern.
Baseline.
Or that. You're a little bit north of it. Or south of it, I suppose. All right. That would be in Larry's area, and Larry's are all gone. In that area. I'm just looking around. Hang on.
Okay.
There may be one nearby. You're very polite. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
I have one at... it's a little...
Yeah, you might have to travel a little now that all those in Mesa
Guadalupe
are kind of
and rural.
That's not far.
Guadalupe and rural.
Fat Albert will protect me.
Oh, there's a huge black man that stands to protect
it. Fat Albert will protect me.
Yeah, you know who Fat Albert is?
Are you familiar with Fat Albert?
Yes.
Okay. He's standing outside. It's a man in blue pants and an orange sweatshirt. very overweight African American, probably suffering from diabetes, which is a scourge for the community. And okay. He's holding a keg, which is, he can't have that. It'll make him sick. He needs insulin.
He's playing a radiator.
Yeah. He and his band, his junkyard band, are probably singing right now because the sun's coming up. All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I hope so. Thank you. Man, what a very polite caller that was.
That was nice.
I enjoyed my time with her. All right. We'll try another one. That was very lovely of you. Phipps, Russell Phipps, are you there?
I am.
All right, lady. Go ahead. Where are you?
99th Avenue and Camelback.
99th and Camelback. Is that near 111th and Butler? I think that's
Butler's
about right.
North.
Is that
about
north?
Five streets.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the one.
Butler.
Yeah, Butler and 111th Avenue. Quit monkeying around and Country Meadows Park. Huh. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But that's your clue. Get on it. Good luck. I don't know what you're saying. Lady phone doesn't work. All right, one more. Angela's on the line. Angela, are you there?
Yes, Trevor.
All right, Trevor, go ahead. What do you got?
I am on Scottsdale Road in Mayo.
Scottsdale and Mayo. That's out by Desert Ridge.
74.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Doug's got to have a couple out there. Right?
Pinnacle Peak in Scottsdale.
That's not bad. Where'd Doug hide his?
There's a 56th Street in Mayo, yeah. East Mayo.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you
that's
go.
Right on top of
it's
it.
It's almost yeah. An emergency.
Oh, that's right at the clinic. 56th Street in Mayo.
Ooh.
All right.
You got it.
Good luck. Well, the hunting is going mad. You're all hunting. It is nuts. And we can't keep enough of this going. I just don't know how to help you any more than we already are. So get off my back. We're trying real hard, folks. But, yeah, they're going fast. We're about halfway through. I would say we're close to probably losing half of them already.
Man, yeah.
That's a lot of hunting going on before 7 a.m. So keep it up, guys. Again, no touching. Be safe. Drive. Follow the rules. Doug Ducey hasn't signed that text thing yet, so it's not illegal.
Oh, good.
He's signing it today, so we're all right if you decide to do that for a couple more days. Don't do it. If you can't help yourself, it's okay, though, because it's still legal. That's all I'm saying. It's probably not a great idea. Much like sex with animals
another
wasn't
update.
Up until about 2005.
Another update. But
then we passed a law and made it wrong.
Breaking news.
Drew's in. What do you got? Hurry.
So two more are gone, number 49 and 84.
49 was 93rd Avenue in Northern. If you're in that area, quit. 84 is 23rd Avenue in Tucky. That was the one that person just called and found very quickly. There you go. They're blowing them away.
Just quit.
And just quit. If you're in the area and you're 93rd, just you're done.
There's
you're
still
done.
A good amount out there.
I know, but start a new hunt. If you were in that area, turn around. That one's gone. All right. Good luck to all of you. Keep trying. 585-9800 is the phone number. We will guide you as best we can. We still got a Brady report coming up just around the corner and some Facebook clues I'll be doing exclusively for our Facebook page. If you go to our Facebook page, for whatever reason, these cameras are on today. So enjoy yourselves on those. I'll be flipping you off periodically as the day progresses. Brady report is right around the corner.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.